Welcome to Shomo Shavuot Nadav, Shir, sponsored by Nishma Sanav Yaakov Shalom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a new Nadav Mimches. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, the middle of the page, dodges a drosha on the pasuk Velokach Midam Hapar, and the Gemara explains what does it mean Midam Hapar. Could it be means you take only a portion of the blood, not the entire blood? The Gemara says that can be. Says the Gemara that means Midam Hapar means you have to really read it Dam Mehapar. You have to take the mem and put it on the par to tell you that you take blood from the par directly and you don't take it from the floor. The Malbim explains, because the reason is that the letter mem in Lashon HaKodesh can mean one of two things. It means the location. You take from, where do you take from? V'lakachta isha libni mi shom, you take from there. Or mem can mean a mute. Don't take the entire thing, take something of it. For example, take from the waters of the Nile. Not the entire water, but some of the water. So the Gemara says, what does here midam hapar mean? Does midam hapar mean something of? Or it means to take from? And the Gemara concludes it means to take from. But then it should have said, lakachta dam mehapar, not lakachta midam hapar. And the Gemara says, kasova goyrim umoisifim vedorshim, which literally means, you remove a letter from one word, you add it to another word, and you're darshing it. Now this is one of the ways that the Torah is nidreshes b'hem. Meaning, we usually know the Yud Gimel Midur Shatar Nidreshes b'hem, the 13 ways that the Torah is nidreshes that we say every morning. But there's another list of Lamed Beis Midur Shatar Nidreshes b'hem, 32 ways that the Torah is nidreshes. The second list is brought down in the Braisa, which is called the Braisa Shloshish Vishtai Midois, and it's printed in the Agdomo to the Medrash Rabbo in the Agdomo Lepirush Maharzu, where he goes on to explain each one of the 32. And there the Braisa says that these are the 32 Midois that you darshan in Agoda. So, Masha, maybe the 13 Midois in Return Midoshes Behem is in Halacha, the 32 Midois in Return Behem is in Agoda. The 30th midah in the 32 midos is notrikon. And notrikon includes every time you have different letters that either resemble something or you move them around, including this one of goyrim umoisifim vedorshim. Now this is really brought down already in the Ramban, the beginning of Chumash. Not with these words, but the Ramban does mention that the entire Torah kula is shmoyis of Shakash Bohu. The whole Torah is the name of Hashem. How do you say it's the name of Hashem? So Ramban explains that if you divide and reposition the words of the Torah, you will come to have the names of Hashem everywhere. And Ramban brings an example from what Rashi mentions in Sukkah regarding taking letters from different words and putting them together to get the name of Hashem. So you see over here this idea of goyrim umoisifim vedorshim. You reposition the letters to create the names. This is exactly what Agmara says over here. And the Sfasemeh says that really this thing is reflected also in the world. As we know, Istakel Boraiso Boralmo. Kshbuch looked at the Torah, and from the Torah the world was created. So everything in the Torah is reflected in the world. Also this Midah is reflected in the world. And how is that so? Every place that you go has Gdusha to it, has the name of Hashem to it. Some places is clear, like the Beis HaMikdash, Mokar HaShechina. There you can see clearly the name of Hashem. Some places you go, you don't see the name of Hashem. So how do you reveal the name of Hashem over there? That you do by goyrim musifim vedorshim. You have to remove something from here, bring something from somewhere else, and create a new drasha, and then you will see, you're able to darshan the name of Hashem from every place. The same way this midah applies to Torah, it applies to the world as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.